How are you doing, Jenny?
How is everything? Good?
Everything is good.
I'm really excited about Van Gogh this Saturday. I'm going to be hosting the show. I'm so excited.
I know we're turning up Connecticut. You already know.
It's going to be so fun. We're going to drink so much liquor.
Hell yeah.
Hey, congratulations on Stubborn Ass.
Thank you so much.
Yo, I love that video.
I know. It was so much fun, man. It was lit. It was something different for me, too. I never really did too much interacting with just somebody else.
Yeah, I saw that Bernice Burgos was in it.
Yeah, that's the homie right there. She mad cool, man. Mad down to earth.
How did you, like, approach the video? Because, I mean, you guys are friends, right?
Yeah. We cool. We just cool. You know what I mean? I've known her for over a year now, and she just always had a great vibe. So when the video came about, it wasn't too hard for me to be like, yo, can you be a part of this video? She was so cool and so down to earth and so humble that it just worked out perfectly. Plus, we're the same size, so we know how to, you know what I mean? We know how to move.
Right, okay. So because you see so much emotion in the video, I love it, the fact that you guys are going to, like, couples therapy and you're going through it in your relationship or whatever. And I'm telling you, I was speculating watching it, Young M.A. I was like, is this her girl or what?
Nah. We just cool, man.
It looks that organic. It looks that good.
Thank you so much.
So, also, I saw that you just recently jumped on the Tatiana remix.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Yeah, I know. That's regular.
You're like, that's my record right there, actually.
I ain't gonna lie. I've been rocking with the song for, like, over 2 months now. I already liked the song, so it wasn't no problem for me to jump on it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you sound dope on it. We're going to, in fact, get into it in just a few minutes with you on the Tatiana remix.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Now, I saw that Cardi B also jumped on it. Everybody loves this record, huh?
Yeah, it's different. It's that West Coast vibe.
Now, do you have some sort of relationship with Blueface or?
No, not at all. I just think it's dope. I think he's different, you know what I mean? You know, I don't got nothing against him. I like the vibe. I like the whole flow. I like the West Coast vibe. It was fun. It's a fun record for all the women to turn up. So it was only right for me to just jump on it and put my own swag on it. You know, you got to put the East Coast vibe on it.
Well, I really like your version. So like I said, we're going to get into it in just a few minutes. Of course, you like that type of music because we were just sitting in here reviewing that Petty Wap video. Yo, there's so many butts in that video.
We about to do a Petty Wap part 2 this year for 4th of July. Shot that video last year, 4th of July, so we gonna do it again this year.
You know, I actually sat and really analyzed it today for some reason. I mean, I've seen it a ton of times, but I was like, how did you walk around the pool and see all those different people and interact with them while you was doing that video?
Because I'm just cool like that, Jenny. You heard?
It must have been so hard, though. I mean, it looks so natural. It looks so good, but it's like, it's almost as if you're really at a party.
It was just fun to me. This is the first time I invited this many people to my actual home because that video was shot in my house. So it was the first time I actually had so many people at my home that I didn't fully know, you know, like a couple strangers or whatever. At the end of the day, it just turned out fun. So I was actually in a zone just shooting that video. It was just fun. It just felt good. It was exciting. It was actually raining earlier that day, so I was actually in a bad mood before the video even started. So once everybody got into the vibe and everybody was just having fun, nobody complained, no women complained about their makeup, their hair, nothing. Everybody just had a good time. It just put me in a good mood, and I was able to shoot the video.
You know, everybody looks in that video like they're just at a party.
They're just at a party, right? It don't look like nobody's mad, nobody's angry. Everybody's just turning up.
Yeah, it looks, and no one's acting. It looks like no one's acting at all. Like, they're just all talking to each other, walking around. I love that video. In fact, we'll put it back up, hot937.com. Yo, did you see what Kodak Black said?
Yeah, I got you. Listen, say less, baby.
Well, I mean, when I saw it, I was like, huh.
they weird out here. I don't know what's going on. I think it's something in the air.
No, I think, I mean, Kodak Black, so you and Nikki are together in a picture, and both of y'all can get it.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, man.
Well, if you want to ever, like, get back on over to the other side, at least you know you got an option.
Never.
She's like, no, the women are too good to me.
Never. Sorry, I don't know anybody that's making that wish. Sorry, sweetheart. It happened, okay?
You know, I saw something you wrote today about you are not listening to a lot of rap music these days. You're all about the R&B. What's going on?
I know people find it really confusing about me because I'm a rapper. But when it comes to listening to music, because I think I'm a rapper, it's why I don't care to listen to rap. So it's like R&B music is not so much of it like it used to when I was a kid. So it's like that's like the only thing I enjoy listening to because you don't hear it as much. You hear rap music all day, every damn day.
So who are some of your favorite R&B artists?
I can take it back. I like the old joints. Like I can listen to some Keith Sweat.
Okay.
Let me see. Some Avant.
How about some Jodeci?
Jodeci, definitely Jodeci. There's so many, man. And then we talk about the females. We go from Aaliyah. We talk about Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Beyonce. Like it's a lot, man. It's a lot of real R&B, man. That soap R&B, that feel good R&B. I can listen to it all day.
Will you possibly, like in the future, make some sort of like hip hop R&B collabo type album?
Absolutely.
Because Stubborn Ass, that's kind of a slower beat type of rhythm song, so I can see you doing that.
Absolutely. Why not?
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to it. And we're looking forward to this Saturday night, Young M.A. at Van Gogh Nightclub in Waterbury. VIPs are sold out. They created more VIPs, and they sold out. But tickets are still available at Eventbrite.com. You can go there that night if you want to risk it, but I really suggest you go to Eventbrite.com right now and get your tickets for Young M.A. She also has meet and greet tickets available, too. So looking forward to it. I'll see you on Saturday.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jenny.
All right. Young M.A., it's Hot 937. Let's get into Stubborn Ass right now.